Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not know my will, but yours be done. Luke 22-46. According to Christian belief, following the Last Supper, before Jesus' crucifixion, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, accompanied by three of his disciples, Peter, John, and James. Withdrawing from his group, he knelt down and prayed. An angel appeared and strengthened him. Sweat fell like drops of blood to the ground as he continued to pray with sorrowful anguish. As seen in Giovanni's Christ in Gethsemane, in the far left corner, while Jesus is deep in prayer, Judas leads Roman soldiers to him and his disciples, leading to Jesus' crucifixion and death. Giovanni's painting recreates this story with powerful imagery and key elements of mood and tone to represent its spiritual intensity. Jacopo Palma il Giovanni was born into a family of painters. Being submerged in Venetian culture and art, Giovanni quickly took up the trade and is said to have been a pupil of Titian, the greatest painter of the Venetian school. Giovanni then organized his own studio, which he used to produce a constant series of religious and allegorical pictures, such as the said painting. Rooted in the Mannerist Baroque art movement, in which paintings and sculptures were used for splendor and flourish for God, they were also used as weapons in religious wars. It's no coincidence that his subject matter was due to religious involvement. The majority of Giovanni's religious and allegorical pieces were created during this time period when the foundation of Christianity was being questioned and when it held a coveted position of power and influence over the people. I chose this piece for its deep cultural history and the way that it is seemingly trying to tell its spectator a story. Based off of scripture from the Bible, I find this event most intriguing because Jesus was aware of what he was offering himself up for, and in a more human way than ever before, is in a situation where he is asking for strength. When examining Giovanni's piece, I see the good, the evil, the dark, and the light. Looking into this painting, my eyes focus directly onto Jesus and the angel. Although they are shrouded in darkness and betrayal, the light of their faith continues to shine through. I have always been taught that the forgiveness of Christ is everlasting, and I feel that this piece is the best example of that. I believe that this painting, although hundreds of years old, still can make huge connections to today's society because everyone has faced the powerful throngs of betrayal and darkness, but it's up to us to find the light after it all. Taking into account each character's involvement and contribution to the painting, I thought about what role I would take in this scene. What would yours be? This has been Emmy Ackley with another Bulldog Podcast.